here's a great quote. Are you a master of change or are you a victim of change? And this year, what's happened this year that might need changing? Could that be a great question? And perhaps a great opportunity to tap into your life, whether it's the start of the week or the month, the start of a new year, it's your birthday, a special occasion. Let's have a look at all the areas of your life and say, hey, what do I need to change to make my life better? And it's something that I certainly do, at least I do it every day, because I want to make sure that every day I live my life in exactly the way that I can live with passion and enthusiasm and excitement. And I want to make sure that tomorrow is the same. So I'm always looking at what needs to change today to make tomorrow even better. So if you have a look at your life right now, and I always look at those four big areas, which is your health and fitness, your career path, your business, your financial situation, and the people that you have in your life, and what needs to change. And there's a great philosophy that comes from the best business people in the world, which is even the best know they can get better. So even if your life is amazing, you're the healthiest and fittest and strongest you've ever been, you love your career path or your business, you're financially free, and you've only got great people in your life who are respectful of you and love you dearly, how can you make your life even better? If all of those areas aren't the way you want them to be, is it time to make a change? And it's interesting because I've got these two trophies here and people have asked me, Roey, what are those two trophies that you always have when you chat in your kitchen? This is the trophy that my Max Exercise Professionals receive when they become top level graduated Max Exercise Professionals. So that's for fitness people. And this one is the diploma trophy. So people who have a diploma in business. So they are now doing or have decided to do or decided to have a career path or a business that they're really excited about. They've made a change. So when people receive these trophies, in some headspace or some area of their life or something to do with their life, they've made a change. And it might just be that they've wanted to learn something, so they've done an education. But for most of my Max Exercise Professionals, my Max Business Diploma students, it's all about, I want my life to be better. So one of those areas is, of course, I want to choose my own hours, be my own boss, choose when I go on holidays, choose the amount of money that I want to earn, and I only want to work with the people that I really love. And for most people in the world, that means making a change. If you're in a lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like, then why would you stay there? Is it time to make a change? So let's have a look at those four big areas and what do we need to do to make sure that we're really happy. And it's funny because happy gets accused. I get accused, happy is not real and you can't be happy all the time. And you've got to be miserable sometimes. And happiness is just this airy fairy thing. But if I ask people, what are your goals? What do you really want to achieve in your life? Most people say this to me, I want to be happy. So of course I always ask, what is it that you think will make you happy? What do you need to do to be happy? And maybe there's a better question. If I'm happy, will I be able to make all the changes? Will I be able to do all the things that I need to do differently to have the life that I want to have? Better question, if I'm a happy, positive, optimistic person, am I more likely to attract into my life happy, optimistic, positive people? Happy, optimistic, positive opportunities. So there's a great thing, particularly for me as an exercise professional. I always ask this question. If I'm really fit and if I'm really strong and I've got happy chemicals, neurotransmitters pumping into my brain, am I more likely to be a happy person, which means I'm more likely to attract positive opportunities into my life? So that's just something to consider. So what do you need to do if you are not happy with those four areas of your life? So if you're not as healthy, fit and strong as you'd like to be, if you don't have a career or business that you're really passionate about and you're excited to get up and do every day, if you're not financially free and you don't have great people in your life, or only some of the people in your life are respectful, or you really think to yourself, I need to, there are some people in my life who are really disrespecting me, or they're rude to me, or they criticize me, or they gossip about me, or they're not supportive of me, or they don't care whether or not I achieve my goals. Is it possible to change the people that you have in your life? So I think they're really great questions. What do I need to do? Another great question, what if? What if I was as healthy, fit, and strong as I could possibly be? What if I had a career or business that I was passionate about? What if I was financially free? And what if I had respectful, kind, loving, gorgeous people in my life? Would my life be different? So what do we need to do? Because I'm all about solution finding. I'm all about what are the opportunities, what are the tools, what do I need to do, or what do I need to put into my toolbox to have access to so I can make sure all of those areas of my life are the way I want them to be? And it's an interesting question if you're an adult, if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, somebody that people look up to. Are you the person that inspires and motivates and lives the example of those four areas? And I ask that question very personally because I had a very distinct moment in my life, and I share this story often. I was 13 years of age. I was bullied at school. I had buck teeth. I had pimples on my face. I was chubby. And there had just been an interesting survey had gone around my school by two of the most popular girls in the school. And the suggestion was that if you like Rowie, you should tick this box on this survey. And if you don't like Rowie, tick this box. And it was a paper survey because I'm very old, remember? So back then there was no internet. There was no Instagram or Facebook or any way of doing that on social media. And I got to the end of my school day and the two most popular girls in my school handed me a big pile of paper. The survey had gone around the school and everybody in the school had said that, yes, we don't like Rowie. So they had ticked the we don't like Rowie box. And of course that's what happened because these were the two most popular girls in the school. All the guys wanted the girls to like them and all the girls wanted to be like those two girls. So when the two most popular people in the school ask you a question, you usually answer in the way that they want you to answer. So I went home that day with a big pile of paper that said, Rowie, everybody at your school hates you or doesn't like you or whatever. And can you imagine how that feels? I'm sharing that with you because I had to make a change. If I was going to go back to school the next day, I couldn't go back as the same person that I left on the day with that big pile of paper. I had to change. And I looked myself in the eye. I stood in front of my mirror in my bedroom and I remember it clearly because it was a defining moment in my life. I realized that two of the most popular girls in the school, if they were picking on the fat girl with the buck teeth and the pimples on her face, they must have had some challenges, not me. Why would they pick on me? Why would strong people pick on weak people? And of course they don't. And I was smart enough to figure that out for myself. So I decided that day that I would change to be a powerful, passionate, positive person. And I stood in front of the mirror, I looked myself in the eye and I said that, I am a powerful, passionate, positive person. Boom. And I stamped my foot. And I'm sharing that with you because it was a changing moment in my life. I went back to school the next day, looked those two girls in the eye and said exactly the same thing to them. And I decided that my life was going to be different from that day forward. I was going to change. I set some goals at 13 years of age. I decided that I was going to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of my life. I was going to get my body into great shape. I was going to have a career that I loved. I wanted to make a difference in my life. I wanted to make a difference in the world. And I decided that at 13. I decided that I wanted to be financially free because I had my experience up until then was people who argued about money, people who struggled for money, people who didn't have enough money, and I could see how damaging that could be to people's lives. So I decided that I wanted to be financially free. I didn't want money to control my life. I wanted to be in control of my finances, and I didn't want to have to struggle for money. And I realized that I wanted to have great people in my life. I didn't want to have bullies. I didn't want to have nasty people. I didn't want to have people who would follow the crowd. I was really disappointed, of course, because some of the people at my school had told me that they liked me originally, or I had what I thought were friends at my school. But when put under pressure, they went with the crowd, and I didn't want those people in my life. I wanted to be able to stand alone as a powerful, passionate, positive person. And if I had other people in my life, fantastic. But if I didn't, then that's okay because I was a strong woman all by myself. Now, I decided that at 13. I'm sharing this with you because I didn't know it was possible. So I went and did some research. I decided that I would look for people over 50, and I set a realistic goal from 13 to 50, which is a realistic time frame. I want to make sure that I have those four big areas of my life sorted. So I went looking for people over 50 who were healthy, fit and strong, had a career or business that they loved, they were financially free, and they had great people in their life. They had great relationships. Now, here's the challenge. I found nobody like that. Now, I'm not saying that those people don't exist, but in my circle of influence, I couldn't find anybody. Everybody that I talked to over 50 were out of shape, unhealthy, overweight. They didn't have a career or business that they loved. They certainly were not financially free, and they didn't have great people in their life. I'm sure that there are people who have some areas of those or some specific areas sorted. So some people are wealthy, but they're out of shape. There are some people who have great, beautiful, low body fat percentage bodies, but they're financially busted. There are people who have a great career path, but they don't have a family life. They have no hobbies. They don't do any fun things because they're totally focused on their career or business. And I don't want that for anybody, and I certainly didn't want it for me, and I didn't want it for the people over 50 who had lived all of their life for me, because when you're 13 years of age, 50 is really old. So I decided, I set a goal that by the time I was 50, I would have all of those things sorted. But most importantly, because if a little girl came to me, a little 13-year-old girl who was out of shape, had buck teeth, had pimples on her face, and didn't know if it was possible to be healthy, fit, and strong, to have a career that you love, to be financially free, and to have great people in your life, I wanted to be able to show that little girl or anybody else, not tell them about it, but actually show them that it was possible. So I'm setting that challenge for you as an adult. If a young person looks into your life, will they see somebody who's healthy, fit and strong? Will they see somebody who has a career that they love? Will they know that it's possible to be financially free because they can look into your life and see that you are? And will they see somebody who has only respectful people in their life? And if that is possibly a goal for you, if that sounds exciting to you, if that sounds important to you, particularly if you have children or you have students or you have people that you are responsible for, then how do we make that happen? And I was asked this question, and I share this quietly and humbly because I decided at 13 that I would put all of those things together in my life. It became a daily striving to do all of those things. And I was very privileged to end up as a successful businesswoman doing what I love, being financially free with a magnificent husband and being healthy, fit and strong. And I got a telephone call to share with me that I was one of the richest people in Australia under the age of 40. And I'm sharing that with you again humbly, because who cares whether Rowie was rich or poor? Who cares whether Rowie was on the Australian Young Rich list? But I want to share that with you because I want you to know that it's possible. When I was called, Rowie, you are one of the richest people in Australia under the age of 40. How did that happen for you? You don't have a tertiary education. You didn't go to university. You are a woman. You've got blonde hair. You're not in a career path that most people take seriously. When you're an exercise professional, and people didn't call us exercise professionals, of course, we were fitness instructors or personal trainers. How did you become financially free in a career path that nobody takes seriously? So what I want to share with you is it's not a rule book. It's just my toolbox for being healthy, for being fit, for being strong, for having a career and business that you love, for being financially free, and for having great people in your life. And it's a simple process. And if you need to make changes in any of those areas in your life, if it's time to make a change, this might be really helpful. So I found out the long way, the hard way, over 40 years of my career, that being healthy, fit and strong is really simple. And it hasn't even been maybe a couple of years that this has really started to sink in. I used to run full marathons. I've done 21 of those. I did 17 half marathons. I used to teach 15 classes a week of 45 minutes to an hour. I used to invest a lot of time in exercise. What I realize now is that the human body doesn't function that way. It's really simple to be fit and strong, and it's a really short process. If you exercise really hard, if you get puffed, if you put in 100% effort, you can't do that for a long time. So if you put in 100% effort, you get back 100% results. You get 100% return on your investment. So I found out to be fit and strong is a really short process. So I get puffed a few times every day, really, really puffed. So to the point where I can hardly breathe like this. And I do that several times throughout the day for 10 seconds. It's not half an hour. It's not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes. It's not even 1 minute. Because when you understand anatomy and physiology, the human body can't exercise hard for a long time. The phosphate system, which is our 100% effort system, and I'll use the example of the Olympic Games, every race after 100 meters is a pacing game. The 100-meter sprint is a full-on, let's go as hard as you can, and there's no pacing yourself. As soon as you go past 100 meters, you start pacing yourself. And a 100-meter sprint is around about 10 seconds because that's the phosphate system. So what if it was as simple as, and this is the question, what if it was as simple as getting puffed, really puffed, several times throughout the day, 7 days a week? Now, the purpose for that, of course, is you'll turn your body into a fat-burning machine, calorie-burning machine, energy burning machine. Your body will become a happy drug pumping machine. You'll get really fit, because to get fit, you've got to get puffed. And when you're fit, your whole body works effectively. But most importantly, when you get really puffed, you pump literally those neurotransmitters into your brain that make you feel good. So getting fit is really easy. To get puffed, however, you have to be strong. You have to have strong muscles and bones, a strong central nervous system, strong endocrine system, hormonal system, and that means overloading your muscles and bones. Now, I used to go to the gym sometimes 7 days a week. I used to go to the gym and do 3 sets of 10, and I used to do 15, 20, 25 exercises and realize that that's not how the human body works. So now my strength training program is literally while my washing machine is spinning. My gym's in my garage and I do a really good set of chin-ups. I do a really good set of dips. I do a really good set of squats or lunges and I go till I can't do anymore. I've used every single muscle and bone in my body, every ligament, tendon and joint. I've overloaded my central nervous system to maximum because I go till I can't do anymore. My endocrine system is fired up, so I'm in control of my hormones, not the other way around, which is awesome when you're over 50 and have gone through menopause. It's absolutely awesome to be in control of your hormones. So to get fit and get strong is a really simple process. Get puffed, really puffed a few times throughout every day so that you feel good all the time. And I'll just ask that question because people ask me, how often should I exercise? And I always ask this question in return, how often do you want to feel good? If you want to feel good all day long every day, Rowie, how can you be happy all the time? I can't be unhappy because I'm pumping happy drugs into my brain several times throughout the day. So get fit and get strong is a really simple process. So tick that off, done, fit and strong, easy. Career or business that you love, how do you do that? I've got a better question, how can you not do that? Why would you waste at least one third of your life and sometimes more? There's 24 hours in every day. We sleep hopefully for 8 hours or however many hours that you need to sleep. Most people work for 8 hours and then there's 8 hours where supposedly it's your time to live your life. Well, my question is this, why not live your life 24/7, enjoy everything that you do, including your sleep and including what you do to earn a living? Why would you waste one third of your life doing something that you don't love? Why would you have a boss that you don't respect? Why would you sell a product or a service that you are not proud of? Why would you work with people that you don't like? Why would you have somebody else tell you when to go on holidays and when you have to be at work and how much money you can earn? And this is a really important question right now in history because there's a lot of people who have to make a decision about their career now. I work every day with people who have been told you can't come to work anymore, we've made you redundant, we've fired you, the government's changed the laws and you can't work here anymore, or people who just hate their job. Why would you live like that? So here's the question. And it's only three simple questions to find out what it is that you want to do. Number one is, what are you really passionate about? What are you the most passionate about? What do you want to be really good at? Or what are you already really good at? Why would you try and change what your skills are, what your talents are, what your gifts are to go and do something else? If you are really good at something, could it be easier to get better and better at it? So what do you love? What can you be the best in the world at? What do you want to keep getting better at? What do you want to keep learning about, training about? And I'll just use myself as an example there again. I hated school and I hated study and I thought school was a complete waste of time, which is why I finished at the end of year 9. But I've been studying every day since. If there was a doctorate degree in the study of excellence, I would have that doctorate degree. I'm studying excellence in human physiology, excellence in human anatomy, excellence in human drive and ambition and excellence in business and sport. I love to study the best in the world, and I've been studying ever since. I study neuroscience, I study anatomy and physiology, I study business, I study communication. I've been learning every day since I left school because I'm doing something that I really love now. So what are you the most passionate about? What do you want to keep learning and getting better at? What do you want to be the best in the world at? And here's the ultimate question. What would you do for free? If you were financially free and you never had to work again, but you didn't want to get bored, what would you do that excites you, lights you up, drives you to want to get up in the morning? And that's the beautiful thing. I don't ever not want to get up. I love my life. I love what I do for a career. I call myself a unicorn because there's very few people like me, mythical creatures, unicorns, people who have for their entire life never had a job, never had a lousy, stinking boss, always appreciated waking up every day because I have a career that I love and I would do it for free. And many, many times I have done it for free. When the BRW magazine rang to tell me that I was one of the richest people in Australia under the age of 40, I said, "How much am I worth?" And they thought that was absolutely hilarious. How come you don't know how much you're worth? And I said, "I think your question's hilarious because why would I do this for the money? I love what I do." So what do you need to do to make sure that you love what you do? So what are you passionate about? What do you want to be the best in the world at? And what would you do for free? And whatever that is, go do that. Why would you do something else? And whatever it is that you want to do, there is a way to make it happen. Somebody might have told you you're not smart enough to be a doctor. That's not true. There's plenty of people that have become doctors even though they didn't have the right mark at high school. Somebody might have told you that you can't sing. Plenty of rock stars can't sing. Somebody might have told you that you're not good enough to play your sport. Well, let's just say that's true. Let's just say you are short or tall or too big or too small for that particular sport. Could you manage the team, own the team, train the team, be the massage therapist for the team, market the team, be the physiotherapist for the team? There's a whole heap of ways you can be involved in sport that don't have to be you playing the sport. But here's another great question. Are there lots of people that were told you're not good enough for your sport? You're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too old, too young, and they've done the sport anyway? And of course the answer is yes. So whatever it is that you want to do, why would you not do it? Why would you waste one third of your life or more doing something that you don't love when you could have a career or business that you love? So perhaps it's time to ask that question if you want to make a change in your career path. What am I the most passionate about? What do I want to keep getting better at every single day? And what would I do for free? And then go and do that rather than waste your life in a lousy, stinking, rotten job. Could that be a great idea? Financial freedom is really simple. When you're really good at what you do and when you add massive value to people's lives, your business will be successful. If you work for somebody else, they will pay you more. Being valuable to society, the marker for that, the reward for that, the medal, gold medal for that, the outcome of being valuable to society is that society pays us money. That's how the Western world works. So if you are doing, and this is what I call the sweet spot when it comes to financial security, when it comes to your career path or business, when you do what you're the most passionate about, when you are the best in the world at it for your customers and clients, and when you want to add massive value to people's lives, how can you fail? If your product or service is something that you're passionate about, so you pass your passion on to other people, if you want to be the best in the world at it, so you keep improving your product and service and keep getting better at it by training and educating and doing more to get better, and if whatever you're doing is adding massive value to many people's lives, you now have a successful business. You can't fail. And the reason I can say that so passionately is the second bit, which is I want to become the best in the world at it. You'll learn how to market your business. You'll learn how to make sales. You'll learn how to communicate effectively. You'll learn how to set up a great business because it's what you're the most passionate about. You're not learning about something that you don't want to learn about. You're doing what you love. So if you live in that sweet spot, financial security becomes really simple. And most people think, well, I'll do whatever I have to do to make money and then I'll go and live my life. Is it possible that if you're doing what you're really passionate about and you keep getting better at it and you add massive value to people's lives, that you will make money? And again, I'll share this. Is it possible that that is how the world rewards us? If we're adding value to people's lives, people want to buy our product or service. So I challenge you with that. What do you love to do? What can you be the best in the world at for your customers and clients? It doesn't have to be the whole world, just your customers and clients. How can you add massive value to their world and then they'll want to keep doing business with you? So career path and business, simple process. Financial security, simple process. I'll go again. If you want to be the best in the world at what you do, is it possible that you'll also learn how to look after your money? I had to learn that the hard way because making money for me was never a challenge. I started earning a lot of money when I was 10 years old. I used to work at the Croydon Markets in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I was offered a job to work for $10 a day and I said, no, how about I take a percentage of what I sell? And I backed myself from 10 years of age. So I was making a lot of money. And as a 10-year-old, some Sundays I was making $100, $150. When I ran away from home, I had a large amount of money in the bank because I'd been working already for 5 years of my life. Making money is not a challenge when you live in the sweet spot. It's how to look after that money that becomes important. And wealth creation is a simple process. All you've got to do is make sure, and here's the first one, make sure that you spend less than you earn. There's a really good start. And if you spend less than you earn, whatever is left over is obviously what you invest. But the next part of that is PIF, pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. So the simple process for wealth creation is I always put it into three parts. Put away for Ron, later on, at least 10% of what you're earning. So learn how to live on 70% of what you earn. Then put 10% away for Ron, later on. Put 10% away for living your life so that you've always got money for passion, for fun, for holidays, for buying the things that you want to do. And put 10% away for emergencies, for what if. So flat tires, broken fridges, television's not working on the football night. Insurance that if something happens, you've always got money to look after you. And if you live by that simple process, and I'm not telling you that the ultimate wealth creation process, I'm just telling you that it worked really well for me, which is learn to live on 70% of what you earn, put 10% away for Ron, put 10% into your fund, and 10% into what if something happens, I always need to have money to make sure that I don't have to worry about an emergency situation. So that's the financial plan by Rowie. Easy, simple. I like to keep it that way. And then relationships. Here's a great question. Who do you love the most? And this is really awkward for most people because most of us have been taught that it's not the right thing to do to love yourself. But I'm going to ask a different question. What happens if you don't love yourself? Why would other people love you, respect you, want to add value to your life if you're not loving and respecting and adding value to your own life? Do we give people the playbook for how to treat us because of the way we treat ourselves? If you look after yourself, if you're healthy, fit and strong, if you have a career or business that you love, if you're financially free, is it possible that you will attract the same kind of people into your life? Now, you may also attract moths, and I'll use that as a fun example, that when the lights are on, you may attract other people who have their light on, but moths love light. So you might attract some of those dusty, funny creatures that like to hang around. But if you are aware of who adds value to your life, is it possible? And I'll get a different question. I always ask people, who do you want to put into your life? If you have a choice of who to have in your life, who are they and what would they look like and what kind of people would they be? And I ask that question because if I'm going to buy a house or I'm going to buy a car or I'm going to go on holidays, we usually have the list of things. Yes, I want to stay in a hotel or a caravan. I want to fly on a plane or go on a bus. I want a blue car or a pink one, or I want an electric car, or I want a V8. I want a four-bedroom house or a tiny house. We always have a list of things that we want from what we put into our life. So why don't we do that with our relationships? Why don't we have non-negotiable standards for our relationships? Why do we just accept anybody because they make our heart race or we lust after them? Is it possible that if we want the lust to last, if we want the heart flutter and the goosebumps to last, that we should attract the right person into our life? And I'm asking that question very personally because, of course, I've had lots of different relationships and lots of different people in my life, but I couldn't attract the best people into my life until I was the best person. I have a disciplined incredibly intelligent, incredibly funny, high-achieving husband? Why would a person like that be attracted to somebody who was lazy and undisciplined and didn't have a sense of humor and didn't want to learn more? So if I want to attract certain people into my life, do I need to be that person first? So if I want a funny person, I need to have a sense of humor. If I want a healthy, fit, strong person, I need to be healthy, fit, and strong. If I want an intelligent person, I need to be studying and learning and training and becoming intelligent myself, because otherwise how could I attract great people into my life? So how do I make change in those four big areas? It's easy to get healthy, fit, and strong. It's really easy to have a career or business that you love. You just have to make the decision and do it. It's easy to be financially free. That's the easiest one, because there's so many different, and I've given you my philosophy, but there's so many different philosophies on how to be wealthy. You just have to put that plan into place. If you spend more than you earn, then you'll go broke. If you eat more than you burn off, you'll get fat. If you put shitty, horrible people into your life, you'll have horrible relationships. And unfortunately, if you choose a lousy, stinking, rotten job because you interviewed yourself into it, well, you'll now have a lousy, stinking, rotten job. Could we, or is it important that we take responsibility for all of those things? And I was given a very harsh reality by a head doctor that used to come to one of my health clubs in Sydney. A serious kick up the backside. Rowie, mental health versus mental weakness. People who take full responsibility for everything that happens in their life, they become mentally strong. People who blame other people for what goes on in their life, they are mentally weak, they become mentally ill. And it was said to me really harshly like that. And I was only 18 years of age, but I took it on board. I want to take responsibility for all the areas in my life to make sure that I am happy with all of those areas in my life. So it's been a process from 13 years of age to now well over 50. I want to be healthy, fit, and strong, and I'm committed to it every day. I want to have a career or business that I love, and I've had one since I was 13 years of age. I want to be financially free, and that's easy because the system works, and I only accept great people into my life. I don't accept negative, pessimistic, nasty, gossiping, horrible people into my life. Why would I waste? I only have, like you do, 24 hours in my day. We only have 168 hours in the week. All of us have only got 365 days in the year, and we don't know how many years we've got. So is it time to make a change? Is it time for you to have all of the things in your life that will make your life meaningful? Is it time to have a healthy, fit, strong body that you can be really proud of and it can do all the things that you want it to do? Is it time to have a career or business that you love and get rid of all if you are scared of losing your job, why would you ever put yourself in that position? Make sure that nobody can control your career or your business because you are in control of it. Make sure that you're in control of your finances so nobody can send you broke. There's this great philosophy. Put a financial wall around your life so that nobody can get through it. Nobody can do anything that will affect your finances. And why would you have negative, nasty, disrespectful people in your life? Life is too short to waste time with people who don't add value to your life. Just some things to consider if it's time to make a change. And if this is your year to make a change, if this is your year to become a max exercise professional, if this is your year to have a business diploma with all of the lifetime education that comes with both of these beautiful trophies, if it's your time to be healthy, fit, and strong, to have a career that you love, to be financially free, and to have great people in your life, make the change now. Could that be a really good idea? Ha ha.